On the 24th of February, I attended a meeting with HSE executives when, after pressing the executive, it was indicated that the Sligo was the preferred choice. And shortly after that, the minister and who visited Letterkenny, she came in listening mode. She listened to the professionals there. She met with the TDs, the Oireachtas members here in the House. She had a meeting with the consultants and representatives of the 171 GPs who favour a centre in Letterkenny. And she's meeting with again this evening. And I must thank the minister for doing that. She was in listening mode. And I have every confidence that she will take the right decision for the people of the North West. And of course, we took all of this in good faith. We had meetings with the...
Time is up, Deputy.
I'm afraid. I know I'm being squeezed out, but this is important. You would appreciate if this was...
Deputy, you have 1 minute. This is QPL, 1 minute, and your time is up. You were actually over time, so I'm giving you latitude by taking the question at all. Can you pose your question to the Minister, please?
The question is, will the government confirm that a decision was taken in a back room when, with the Lowry supporters, that they took a decision it would be in Sligo at the expense of Letterkenny?
Thank you,
and lo and behold, Minister Harkin is here in the
Minister
House.
Minister Chambers, to respond, Deputy.
This is important,
Deputy,
to Donegal.
I understand the format. It is.
I do understand it.
Well, Deputy, you're over
I do
time.
Understand it, but
Minister,
you weren't as severe, Concordia.
You were not as severe as others.
Deputy, I am not being severe. I'm asking you to stick to the
Can
format.
Can I ask the Minister?
Deputy, to be fair to all colleagues.
I could have placed the question.
Yes, you could, but you should have placed it in your time. Minister, could you respond, please?
I want to say very clearly in this House, and I'm a Donegal man, and I'm not going to accept that people from outside Donegal will take decisions for Donegal. And I want to know if this decision was taken by the government in a back
You have asked the question.
Room.
Thank you, Deputy. Minister, to
Thank
respond.
Thanks very much, Deputy, and I know and understand some of what's been said around Letterkenny and indeed surgical capacity for the North West region. Minister Carl McNeill has been engaging with you and indeed with other representatives of the North West in the context of the surgical demand which is there, and she's engaging in that process in good faith. And then over the coming period we'll set out what the future plans are around surgical capacity for the North West of which there is significant demand. But she is listening to the community and the clinicians, and she'll continue that process now over the coming period, and will then set out what her plans are in the context of the capital provision over the medium term.